Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and this is Let's Find Out. And that was William Vitalis, one of my dearest, closest friends. He composed that song, and I think he's a pretty good singer, too. This is an exciting night because we're all going to find out who we are and how we can get free. My guest tonight is Rice Thomas, and he is a visionary author, a speaker, trainer, and coach in personal growth and the energy medicine field. He is the founder of the Rice Thomas Institute of Energy Medicine. And his greatest inner gift is the ability to awaken you to your deepest inner knowing of who you were born to be and what you are here to do to inspire others. Everybody asks that question, what am I here to do? How can I find my soul gifts? And it's so important. He gives us step-by-step guidance on how to let go of sabotage through confusion and what he calls playing small, which I thought was pretty great because most of us just play in our region. We don't play internationally or even nationally. We just play in our region and we're happy with what we get. Now it's time to expand. That's the times we're in. It's so exciting. The results of Rice's work gives a powerful ability to make choices in your business branding, who you choose to be in relationships with, how to call in that which you truly desire and not that which you don't want in areas of personal health, well-being, both physically and spiritually. He has impacted the lives of thousands of people through his videos, speaking events, and programs. Through his work with thousands of people over the last 30 years, Rice has discovered how to help people get three things they want most. Oh boy, do I know these three well. Financial freedom in a career they are proud of, better relationships, both personally and in business, and better health so they can have more fun and zest in life. Good evening, Rice. How are you?
I'm doing great, Elizabeth.
So this is very exciting. Tell us a little bit more.
Well, I run the Rice Thomas Institute of Energy Medicine, which is a 3-year training in becoming a healer. But truly, my mission in life started back when I didn't have any idea what healing was or what energy medicine was or what the psychic world that you navigate is. I was a teacher and a competitive athlete . And I thought that all men needed to go out and get a job and have a good family and provide and do all of these things that you're supposed to do in your life until I did them all and was pretty good at them, but found that I was really sort of empty in my 30s and going into my 40s. I found that I had illnesses and chronic sort of problems and didn't feel like people really understood me. And, even though I was really good, I was one of the top teachers in the country and a speaker for the tennis industry. And, I was a tennis pro for almost 25 years total. And yet I really felt like, and had a family and house in the suburbs and all the things, the vacation homes, all the things that you thought that would make you happy. And I just didn't feel like, I always felt like there was something more that I was here to do. I couldn't figure out what that possibly could be.
You had an awakening. What woke you up?
Well, I think what woke me up, the part that I... the pain that I had, the biggest pain that I had, was this awareness that I was somehow missing my children's lives, missing my life, missing the depth of love and closeness that I could have with people because I was working. I was a workaholic. I had this idea in mind that I was supposed to succeed at something. And whether you're, doing work, business that I was doing, businesses that I was trying to set up and do, whether you're raising children or whether you're, taking care of others or nursing or healing work, if that thing becomes who you are, it ends up not giving you any deep satisfaction. But if you know who you are, and what really woke me up was I ran across a little book called Hands of Light by Barbara Brennan. And
oh, yes, what a wonderful book. That's not a little book. That's a wonderful book.
Yeah, well, and when I ran across that, then I started working with an energy medicine practitioner, a Barbara Brennan student for many years, and then went to a school that was similar to the full spectrum healing work that Barbara Brennan did. It was one of her students that graduated and had a school in Connecticut. And when I went to the first class, I was sitting in the class, and by that point I was a black belt in the martial arts and had played pro tennis and I was running a large business and had many, many people working for me and speaking. And I thought, oh, how hard can this energy work be? You know, I've done all this other stuff. And I'm sitting in the room, and there was a, happened to be an open seat next to me. There were about 35 people in there, and we all went around the room, and everybody in the room were either doctors or psychiatrists or energy medicine people, Reiki people. There was every possible psychics. There were everybody, you know, that was coming to do this amazing work. And there I was. I'd never, you know, other than taking a few healings from this healing practitioner, never given a healing, never even done that. And I'm pretty smug, thinking, hey, you know, how hard can this be? My teacher came over and she sat down next to me and put her arm around me, and she looked up at the ceiling over my head. And I was thinking, what is she doing? And she said, Reese, are you going to come in and join us? And that was sort of a little bit of a wake up call for me. And now I know, and soon after that, I realized that I had never ever actually been in my life. I had been
never opened up to receive outer energies. I understand.
Right. So then, after doing that work, I discovered that who I thought I was, who I was being trying to be so hard, which is what I call an achiever in the world, I really wasn't. And I'm more of a creative dreamer and teacher.
You had achieved much in the materialistic world. You just hadn't achieved much in the spiritual realms and the other levels.
Absolutely, absolutely, and that led me to you know, because I'm here to achieve in the spiritual realm, and the type of teacher I'm supposed to be, that I run, you know, the Institute of Energy Medicine is basically a mystery school, and I've been probably many lifetimes of running mystery schools.
You have to be. Do you know? And let me just say something here, Reese. There are so many people, the black belts, the brown belts, the meditators, the psychics, that never, never get opened. It takes lifetimes for you to be able to have brought to the planet what you did. You have got to be a master soul. And I would know it the minute I saw your astrological chart, but you would absolutely have to be a master soul before you were born. And then you opened up in your own way and in your own time.
Well, thank you. I try to just deal with the daily human soul that's always stumbling, never falling. But yes, I definitely have felt called to this work in a way, and it's fulfilled me in a way, even though it's a struggle. And if you went to any business coach and said, hey, I want to make $1 million, but I want to run a healing school, they would look at you with three heads. And say, that's crazy. You have to do it the old-fashioned way. But I've been very, very successful in what I do. And one of the reasons I've been as successful as I am is that I took the work of Alexander Lowen, which was part of the energy medicine training that I had, the four-year training that I went to. It was part of the bioenergetics and core energetics were part of the healer training. And I found that this work of Alexander Lowen and Wilhelm Reich, called bioenergetics eventually, showed that there were five kinds of people. They actually had six, but one of them was sort of an integration of the man and the woman. So there were five of these different kinds of ways that they found that people went crazy. And because my gift has always been seeing the soul in others. I wasn't a big auric reader. I wasn't, you know, my teacher was a person who could see right through you and see the blood moving and the organs and I was never really that kind of psychic, but I was always able to. And when I was a coach and a player as well, I was always able to see this almost like this spark of light, this point of uniqueness within each person, and I always taught to that. And because I'd been doing that already with thousands of people on the tennis court, by the time I got to this school and sort of was shown these real maps of energetic systems, I was like, oh my God, I've been looking at that and seeing that my whole life. And this is what I find with the students in the school. They come in and we teach them this language of what they've already been experiencing their whole life, but no one's ever taught them this language before. No one's ever taught them how to see these different dimensions.
I want to say something to you.
Yeah.
My great uncle was Wilhelm Reich.
Well,
that was his name.
I feel like he and Loewen were, as far as this, their work, I don't think there's been a greater psychological and energetic work ever.
But created
out there.
He died in prison, and he didn't.
Yeah.
He didn't. And I heard, of course, I heard all the family stories. He really worked hard. It was very incredible, but he never got gratification in his lifetime. And look at now, it's amazing.
Yeah, well, and I believe that they had missed one thing, and of course that's one of my gifts is to kind of find what people, these amazing, brilliant people, and they missed something. They had focused a lot on the core wound, creating the personality type and the character structure, mm-hmm. And after doing this work, I realized that these are soul qualities that do tend to draw certain kinds of wounds in the life, but the soul quality is truly what I was after, and so I don't work in my school with people who are like Loewen and Reich worked with these people in sanitariums who are these crises and have what they're what they call defense in such a pathological way. I work with people that are coping with their lives but don't know what else there is for them, and the same method that so beautifully heals people from being broken to coping. Also, I and my whole focus of Discover Your Purpose is, if you're coping with your life but you still feel like there's something huge missing, you need some tools to be able to focus that energy in and not do what we're told as children so blatantly.
I think that's the whole part of the new millennium. I think that this is an opening up to spirit. I think that we're going to have spiritual, we have to connect to the system. We have to connect to an outer system that's basically unknown beyond the planet. And it is radically different from others. But we have to connect up, just like you have to put gasoline in your car. By the way, I've been doing this work a long time, and I have a new healing system that just came in that's very exciting. But
is that the golden new dimension?
It is. It's called the golden triad, but I have the new spiritual chakras and how to work with them.
Nice. And because I also teach that there are five spiritual chakras that are the sort of they're the rock, and three of them actually are the work that Loewen and Reich were working with, which are the life purpose energies.
There's new ones.
They're new ones. Oh boy.
Go to Amazon.com.
Okay.
Elizabeth Joyce, and then go to the new spiritual chakras and how to work with them. It will blow you away. I'm teaching my first class in New York on November 11th and 12th.
Nice.
And it absolutely can make you feel like you're coming out of your body, melding with your blessed higher self, and then you can go anywhere you want to go on and off the planet.
Nice.
So we're strengthening our universal body, our etheric body, and working with that's the new step to mankind, is spiritual awareness and how we can discover your life purpose, and more than that, how you can discover more of life, both on the planet and off.
Right. Yeah. Well, and we have, I need,
your book.
Go ahead.
Discover Your Life Purpose is the name of your book.
Right. Right. Discover Your Purpose. I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
I said Discover Your Purpose is the name of your book, but tell us more about developing relationships, finding your soulmate, and finding your tools.
Well, the book is the book is very basic. It's not a basic book. It is. Let me see. I've got one here. It's 365 pages. But it is full of really the foundation of what I teach at the Energy Medicine School. And the foundation of what we teach, and the foundation that people need to get in contact with, is that there are basically these five qualities, these five types of people on the planet, and simply they are people that are high thinking and spiritually connected. There are people that are deeply feeling, sensitive, super sensitive, and loving and gentle people. There are the strong, caretaking, doing, supportive kinds of people. And then there are the achieving, sort of the super organized. I was just at a hotel down here in San Jose, Spain, and they did a triathlon. And of course, all of these super achievers love triathlons. And they're also, you know, they're running their businesses and they're doing things. And they're super organized and don't have, you know, they have 1% body fat. And it was just so there's super achievers in the world. There's those achievers. And then there are people that are leaders, and leaders come in every shape and size. But they hate to work for other people. They don't like to be told what to do. They're incredibly charismatic and love to speak and write and lead and run businesses and do anything. But they love to also they tend to love to have passion, and they can either be super deep feelers or strong driven people. But they have all of the other traits are sort of blended in there. But there's a huge extra energy charge in them. So they're these five kinds of people. And what I found after learning about these five qualities and starting to study them, and then study through the use of, I also use crystal bowls and study the use of, and watching how people would describe their chakra system, their energy system, I noticed that that it was true what Loewen and Reich had talked about, that literally the energy bodies are different. Like there's five different species of human being on the planet. There are literally five different energy systems.
Actually, and of course, nine.
Well, everybody looks at these in a different way, but there are certainly, of course, blends of, we all have all five of those qualities within us. We all think a lot and we all feel and love at times, and we all caretake at times, and we all achieve at times, and we all lead at times. And of course, those are all blended within us, and it creates an ecology within us where when we find out which of those are more important than others. And certainly the blending of those five different qualities can create different kinds of, I mean, certainly the leader that's super achieving is going to be more of a corporate person. The leader that is is more of a team player, maybe an at home, you know, very protective mother bear mother, you know, the leader, who's very creative, might be like a Steve Jobs type of person. So each one can also have different expressions. But the core rock we need to build our life on is understanding that one of those qualities is why we're here on the planet, because each of us has an internal purpose to discover that quality within us, discover your purpose. And then we have an external purpose of sharing that on the planet and doing our part on the planet, because the world right now is being run by the leaders and the achievers. The people who care the most, the team players, the people who love the most, the emotional intelligence specialists, and the people who think the most aren't really being given their piece of the pie, so to speak. They aren't really valued as much as the people who can, who can get elected and run things and set up corporations and build the world and all of the structure people. And it isn't until
people.
Excuse me?
They have a blind spot.
Right. Well, and they and of course, the you know, that if power, you know, if you give someone the ultimate power of running the world, why would they ever give that up? And yet at some point, the planet will be in such dire need of change, which it's heading in that direction.
We're there that
this kind of work where the value of the real value of each individual on the planet becomes much more paramount. And so that's really the bigger picture of why I wrote the book. The smaller picture of why I wrote the book is that when I started doing this work and started testing this, my theory and my, what I was already seeing in people and using these character structures, and these profiles with people, is I found that almost nobody knows their real purpose. They have pieces of it. Like, I knew that I loved to teach, but I also thought, well, but a man, because culturally men are supposed to be achievers or leaders, I had to be one of those two things. And the last thing I wanted to be was this crazy dreaming, you know, person that I was and that I was hiding. And I always thought, well, nobody wants to hear that kind of crap. And you know, they want to know how to achieve more and do things more. And then I find out later, you know, in my 40s, that the only thing people ever want to hear from me is that kind of crap. And it was this sort of like the dimension that I naturally navigated and saw, well, everybody must be able to do that. That's not important. What's important is over here. This is the really important stuff, the getting the job done and being successful. But being successful for each one of us is a deep inner sense of who we are. It's not something that we accomplish in the outside world until we accomplish that inner world.
I want to tell you something. I've been doing a lot of research about this too, because Louise Hay was my teacher, and she teaches about the five different kind of people, but she says it differently than the way you do. And I'm going to tell you that when you look at somebody's astrological chart, which is what I do, you know right away which type they are. You know right away what they're here to do. You know a leader the minute that you see it, and you know an alcoholic the minute that you see it. Now, sometimes it's not always in the chart, but if you're born with those signals in your astrological chart, then you're carrying that over as a soul from a past life to work through in this lifetime. It's really a beautiful concept.
Truly, truly. And I know that when I look at my astrological chart, my head spins and my eyes cross. And because the astrological chart is so deep and so true, and yet it's very difficult to understand. Whereas if you look at people and you look at a pro football player and look at, you know, the gorgeous model or actress, and you realize, oh my God, yeah, that's what a charismatic leader looks like, because they're attractive. They attract you, and they literally have the body. Because if you think about it, all of the other profiling systems out there are based on behavior. So for instance, Enneagram or Myers-Briggs, they're based on behavior. So theoretically, anybody who behaves a certain way must be that person. And yet I know in my life that I behaved like an achiever my whole life. And so when I took those tests, I was definitely on the achiever scale. I had some of these other qualities, these thinking qualities, and these various different qualities were partially there. But because I saw myself that way. But when you understand that a life purpose is your whole energy field, your soul, and your life purpose line, which I learned, I learned in the martial arts called the Hara line. That line, which is the connector between heaven and earth, is unbendable and non-negotiable.
Absolutely, that's a neat sentence.
Right, and when you can, go ahead.
I was going to say another thing that I think is very important, and that I've been starting to do and is working very well, is telling parents when their baby is born what their tools are, what they've done in past lives, and what they can do in this life. There's always an assortment so that their soul can grow, instead of mother saying, I want my son to be a doctor, when the doctor should be an artist. And right. People are loving it. They're absolutely loving it. So that's a new thing that's coming, that's connecting. And I think that's good. We need to know what direction our children are headed in.
Absolutely. And doing a star chart for a child and having parents have that knowledge is spectacular. But what I was going to say about the body type and the importance of that is to understand that this energy system, your seven chakras, well, your first chakra not only defines how you deal with solid matter in the world, it's your body. So you can't have the body that doesn't go along with your life purpose. And when you and you can literally, that's one of the things that Lowen and Reich did with the other psychiatrists. They challenged them. The story goes that they would challenge any psychiatrist to bring them any client, and within 5 minutes they could tell them that person's life history, and the wound and the issues and all of that. And one of the main reasons that they could do that was that they understood the body's energy system, and that the body forms around an energy system rather than the other way around. And so when we're helping people sort of understand, well, how do you know who you are? Well, one, you can really look at your body and how it responds to the world and how it works. And that's one. But also, how do you, if you're in business, how do you hire the right person for the right job? How do you know which of these qualities is someone really a leader, or are they really an achiever? And making sure that you don't want to put the leaders in the achiever jobs, and you never want to put the achievers in the leader jobs, and God knows you don't want to put the leaders in, you don't want to put them in the feeler job or the caretaker job. Each one has to, you have to be able to quickly define which ones they are. And in the book, I show pictures of the different body types. So for the average person, a star chart, getting someone to do their star chart and work through their star chart and see and understand it can take a millennia. By reading my book, Discover Your Purpose, and it's Discover Your Purpose, how to use the five life purpose profiles to unlock your hidden potential and live the life you were meant to live. That is, just reading that book, you can really start recognizing who your spouse is, who your children are, even if nothing else, just by their body type, but also then recognize that they've got this very unique behavior that that goes along with the nervous system that has to go with that body type. Each of us are sort of gifted the perfect body, the perfect life. Now, you said something about training parents, and over the last few years, doing a lot of radio shows, I'm trying to, like, what would I tell parents to do? Because I work on, I've done some parent radio and all of that, and I think that the greatest sort of the problem that parents have today and the children growing up today is parents have said since the beginning of time that, honey, you can become anything you want to be. And that's the biggest lie, because there's only one thing that any of us can ever be, and that is our true self. What we do with that, what parents are talking about, is you can do anything you want out in the world, but what they should say is, once you figure out who you are, you can do that. And now, by the nature of parents not having any idea who they are, the parents would be better off telling their children, we have no idea who you are. Looking at a little 2 or 3 year old and just saying, look, we don't have any idea who you are. We don't even know who we are. But I think if we start investigating what you're drawn to, we don't want to tell you you're a boy or a girl and that you're going to wear pink or blue or whatever you're supposed to wear. We don't want to tell you that our family goes to this religion. We don't want to tell you any of these things. We want to discover what you are drawn to, and what are you attracted to? Do you like this? Do you like that? What are you drawn to? And what don't you like? What food don't you like? How do you like to behave? Do you like to act? Do you like to...
Christ. Children usually know what food they like and what food they don't like.
Of course.
We have to have a broader education. We have to educate differently. That's what we have to
do. Very differently.
Children do have a comfort zone, and they don't have a comfort zone. There are kids that like to push other kids, and there are kids that like to sit in color, and that's natural. That's not anything that is building up. And you can't expect a child that is going to sit in color and make all kinds of things and invent. You can't tell them that they have to study math and become a doctor. When my husband was younger, he used to carry a microphone around, and he'd ask his mother to type up a story, and he'd pretend he was on the air. Well, he wound up being the writer for CBS News. And that's what he did in his lifetime.
Right. And one of the exercises I have in the book, which I hope at some point is my legacy to psychology, is a small exercise called The Secret Place. And each of us, just as his walking around with his microphone and doing that, and the world that he created by that, was our soul never leaves us alone. It never leaves us without breadcrumbs. And each of us have something that we did as a child, or some place that we went as a child, whether it be out in the woods or in the house with different people.
Just hold that for a minute, because we have to take our break. We're way over. And then we're going to come back and we're going to hear about your secret place.
All right, great.
Probably the garden book. We'll be right back. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Tonight's cosmic tip is my weekly stargazing report. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of October 24th through October 30th, 2016. In the olden days, map makers labeled uncharted and thus dangerous parts of maps with the phrase, "Here be the dragons." And this week could be labeled with that same warning. This week continues the mixture of serious and playful energy from last week, but the take the world too seriously part is starting to soften. The Scorpio power mode continues when Mercury enters Scorpio on Monday, October 24th, and hooks up with the Sun on Wednesday, October 26th. This hookup is a superior conjunction, which can be dangerous because communication becomes single track and laser beam sharp. Besides fostering sarcasm, Mercury in Scorpio can be fertile soil for mysteries and intrigue, as well as a time for increase for obsessive compulsive behavior based on issues that have been repressed. Again, keep your eyes on the progress of the election campaigns. Tuesday would be the best day to knock off early. Venus challenges Neptune, making an afternoon and evening better for daydreaming or watching a movie. Because the moon is in productive Virgo on Tuesday and Wednesday, don't be too hard on yourself Tuesday if you feel guilty that you can't get motivated. Wednesday is the better work day. Thursday the 27th is just the opposite of freewheeling Tuesday. You can move more quickly and talk to a lot of people. It's a good day to share your ideas. The only problem is that everyone is likely to be so fast talking, no one is really listening. Friday is an anything-can-happen day in that the moon is in social, romantic Libra, but the evening brings a challenge between Mars and Uranus. So part of you wants love and part of you wants a good argument. Part of you wants love and another part of you just wants to be friends. If you feel irritable, call it an early night and avoid people who push your buttons. Because Mars squares Uranus is a risky business, like being on steroids, this poses a huge temptation to believe that the only way to live a meaningful life is to experience life on the razor's edge. These energies are both seductively thrilling as well as unpredictable, volatile, and potentially destructive. This may be a time to take a few deep breaths and give this particular dragon a pass. On Saturday, the moon is in quiet void of course phase, indicating a good day to quiet down, tend to your mundane projects, or take a nap. Venus has been aligning with Saturn all week and conjuncts on Saturday. This puts a temporary damper on those looking for freedom in love, sports, or travel. An intense Scorpio moon on Sunday, October 30th, rounds out the week by signaling that any ending can bring a new beginning. With its dark intensity, the Scorpio new moon is also the perfect lead-in for Halloween. Be sure to be on a watch for Cabbage Night or Goosey Night or whatever you call it on the 30th. It's okay to have serious relationship conversations, but don't expect concrete answers or immediate solutions at this time. The 30th is a good day to look at your budget. Find out the hidden way that you allow money to slip through your fingers. Once you do, you can put a stop to it. Happy Halloween, everyone. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your weekly stargazing report. The website is www.new-visions.com. If you'd like to call for an appointment or to ask a question, the 24-hour phone number is 201-934-8986.
Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week as we all move into November and turn our clocks back.
And now, let's get back to Let's Find Out with Elizabeth Joyce.
Opening your spiritual chakras is the next stage of your physical body's shifting reality. Your body is now merging with your etheric or universal body and the new spiritual chakra centers. You will begin to experience a realm of many vibrant, prismatic colors and dancing energy patterns will emerge. By opening your spiritual chakras and merging with your universal body, you will come together in marvelous ways, and new spiritual powers will begin to emerge into your body system. The chakras are your major energy centers, and they allow you to transform your physical body and integrate with its spiritual body to function properly in the new fifth dimension energies. To accomplish these complex intertwining procedures, the spiritual hierarchy intends to bring forth four additional chakras as soon as possible: the eighth, the eight and a half, the ninth, and the tenth. These four new chakra centers will permit you to manage the immensity of multidimensional information inherent to your new physical body. The physical body will be walking in sync with the universal body. In addition, the four spiritual chakras will transform the other seven, thereby allowing them to take on many new responsibilities. Elizabeth Joyce has created a new CD to help you open your spiritual chakras. This is very valuable and is one of the primary ways needed for you to begin the ascension process and work well in the fifth dimension energies that are now coming onto the planet. In addition to the four spiritual chakras and the seven regular physical chakras, there is an extra chakra, the foot chakra, or the zero chakra. This is your earth grounding center, and it is located at the balls of your feet. Above the crown chakra are four more numbers, 8, 10, 11, and 12. The main purpose of these extended chakras, which has always been a part of the energetic field, including our aura, is to enable the individual to tune into his or her inner God self, the divine will, and even the galactic community that surrounds and supports the earth in its evolution. There is also Elizabeth Joyce's latest book, The New Spiritual Chakras and How to Work with Them, available at Amazon.com, as well as her website. Opening Your Spiritual Chakras is an MP3 recording that you will want to have and work with on a daily basis. It is available here at bbsradio.com under the Let's Find Out page, as well as Elizabeth Joyce's personal website, www.new-visions.com. Be sure to get this wonderful meditation recording, Opening Your Spiritual Chakras, with music by Richard Shulman, as well as her book, which offers a lot of explanation and guidance, called The Spiritual Chakras and How to Work with Them, so that you can advance yourself and find security in these new, wonderful fifth dimension energies. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Next week, October 30th, 2016, my guests will be Mary and Gary O'Brien. They are from Australia, and Gary channels Zar. Zar is a channeled energy of compassion sought out by people from around the world for the insights and guidance that they share. They are an expression of the creative consciousness that pervades our universe. Channeled by best-selling authors Gary and Mary O'Brien since 2008, they work with groups and individuals to create changes in their lives that bring them more joy and a stronger connection to their soul, to other people, and to the earth itself. The work begins on the level of the individual. Their goal is for transformation of humanity and the planet. The Zar transmissions calls on individuals to embrace their own knowing of who they are beyond their limited physical identity and to become the catalyst for change in their families, communities, and the world around them, to become the light that guides the way for others and dispels the darkness experienced by so many. Zar's words are encoded with energetic transmission called the frequency conversation that enables people to shift at deep levels simply by sitting in their presence and engaging in a conversation that they lead, as well as working with the particular tools and processes taught at the workshops. Their groups of individual readings are humorous and playful, as well as giving direct and compassionate guidance to help us all experience more joy, freedom, and connection in our lives. They are authors of the book Reuniting Human and Spirit, The Hero's Journey, Book 1 and Book 2, which can be found on Amazon.com. Mary and Gary are now presenting workshops and readings throughout the East Coast of the United States through mid-November. And the website is www.thepathofzar.com. Again, that's www.thepathofzar.com. It's written as all one word, lowercase. Mary and Gary will be my guests for October 30th, and I hope that you will listen on bbsradio.com station 2 at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific, so that you can open your heart and give direct compassion and guidance to the ones that you love. Thank you. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com, station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, an honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was the Bee Gees with Staying Alive. And I don't know about you, Rice, but that certainly made me do a little jumping around. Is Rice Thomas, author of Discover Your Purpose, and he was about to tell us a secret place, weren't you?
Yes. I do a lot of practical, in the book, there are a lot of practical, exercises that you can do to discover your purpose. And one of the foundational ones that I truly believe everybody needs to get back to, and it's sort of my way of doing inner child work, is don't go back to the traumas in your childhood. Go back to the place in your childhood where you were what I call non-form, where before you knew who you were, you would go out in the woods or hide under the porch or do things. And there was like a world that you would create that was your world. There was a you know, the way you dream, what you, like you said, some children draw and so others are, you know, imagine they're, you know, they're standing on a big rock, imagining that they're on a ship and they're fighting against, you know, some sort of, you know, other pirates or things like that. And they're on a mission or, you know, and others are organizing and structuring and building things. And each, in every child has a, or a beach or someplace where they love to be, but what they were doing inside their body, what they, you know, and everyone has one of these, whether they're somewhere, often they're between the ages of say 4 and 10, but other people need to go into their teenage years to find this place that there was just their safe haven, this place where they just went and they were totally separate from the better judgment of their parents and the world. And they were just able to just totally be themselves. And when people find that, I you know, and you had mentioned that your husband had, you know, had always been walking around with a microphone and having people write things down. And he became did you say a news anchor or a
he wrote the news for CBS. He also was an anchor.
Okay. And
he liked to read. So he interviewed authors all over the world.
Yeah. And so, I mean, it goes back to sort of like that little book called Everything I Ever Needed to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. Well, everything you ever needed to know about your life purpose, you actually will discover in that place. And I, one of the things that I did was in my secret place, I had a couple different ones, but one of them was there was like a rocky knoll up behind my house that always was full of sticks and dirt and leaves and things like that. And I would go in there on the sunny days and sort of sit in there, and I would sit and I would make superheroes, and I would create these different ones that would go invisible, and some would dive through the rock, and others would fly, and others would, and I was creating all these superheroes, and I loved creating these superheroes, just sort of, and recognizing that there's an infinite number of different ones, and I knew nothing about Marvel Comics at that point, but I was creating these different sort of, you know, superheroes. And now in my life, I run a mystery school, an energy medicine school, the Reese Thomas Institute, and I get to create a superhero out of every person, and realizing that each person, even though they have one of these five qualities, how they're going to express that quality, the super quality within them, is unique to them. And so having these five life purpose profiles and realizing whether you're a creative idealist, which are the super artistic, or whether you're an emotional intelligence specialist, or whether you're a team player, or whether, you know, where you're caretaking people, or whether you're a super achiever, whether you're a leader of some kind, each one of those has a way of expressing itself in a superhero, a supernatural kind of a way. And it's like we said, you can't become anything in the world. You have to become one thing. And that thing that you were being in that secret place is actually the yes of your life. And when people know that quality within them at a deep level, and they've trained that, they have a much less of a difficult time making choices in their life. And when you're unaware of that quality, and of course that quality was sort of beaten out of us as soon as we went to school and learned how to sit in a desk and learned that being good at things are really other things are what make our life purpose. When people understand that deeper knowing, that knowing your life purpose is never something you can think, it's something you must feel. And when you're feeling that, and the secret place is one of those breadcrumbs that the soul leaves for us to remember, what does it feel like to be me? And this was why I got into healing work as well, was because you can tell somebody 1,000 Ways to Sunday what they need to do to heal, but until they've felt what it feels like to be healed,
they have to experience it.
What did you do?
We didn't have VCRs. We didn't even have television. Actually, it was just coming into being in the 50s. And I used to go upstairs on my bed and cross my arms and close my eyes. And I called myself Queen of the Subways, because I'd get on a boxcar and I could go anywhere in my mind, anywhere. I would go to London. I would go to Paris. I would go off the planet and visit another planet. And I would have all these wonderful experiences. And then I'd tell my mother that it was raining in London today, and she'd laugh at me. My father would come home and in the paper would say it was raining in London today. And I would meet all these different people, and it was so real. It was so real. So I guess I did out of body experiences when I was little.
Yeah. And that's, and that is, and the fun you had doing that. And that's the thing about your life purpose. Your life purpose is always fun. It's always, that's why I call it the secret place. It's like going back and trying to heal our childhood wounds. They disappear when you're living in your secret place.
Yeah, but wounds disappear when you go to your calm scene too. There was a man named Carl Jung who I adore because he said that the way that people got along is to find out what their moon sign was. And he said the people that had the same moon sign should work together because they would have peace and harmony. And he is right about that. And he believed in astrology. So I'm still trying to connect here. You know that, Reese. I won't.
Absolutely. Oh, listen. I did have my girlfriend here in Spain is quite good with astrology, and she really went through my chart, and it's absolutely amazing how accurate it is when it comes. You know, I've learned all about how to read people, and what I teach through the Reese Method profile system. You know, the taking the Alexander Lowen work and using it as a sort of like a soul system, and then how to use the chakras with that, and how to integrate and basically our chakras only serve our purpose. There are no sort of like general chakras. There are each of us have chakras that are specifically enlisted in a body and energy system that we have that specifically serve our chakras.
No. Our chakras are here for one thing, to connect us to life. Our chakras are spinning, invisible spinning wheels that connect us to the outside energy that cannot be seen, touched, or felt. So our chakras are like a suspension bridge. They connect us to the higher wisdom. And if you keep your chakras on a daily basis and you sit and get quiet, you can answer any question. You don't have to know about it.
Absolutely. Unless you've made vows in each of those chakras not to feel them and not to experience them because there was too much trauma in those chakras when you were younger.
That kind of a vow. I'm sorry. They don't make that kind of a vow. That's an illusion. They do not. You cannot make a vow not to use your chakras because you would die.
Well, no. But you can make a vow if I'm here to be.
Close it off.
Right. Well, you can shut down, and you can't shut down a chakra altogether. Of course, they're always working, but you can certainly deny a certain quality within you. My dreaming and my having dreams of Anubis for 10 years, having a big jackal headed dog take me and drown me each night. You know, that was sort of like crazy. It's and vowing not to tell people about these qualities within you and only show the good qualities and creating your shadow. You know, so much of the best part of ourselves are in the shadow. So, for instance, in your I don't know how well you readily were able to tell. I mean, I guess you did. You told your parents, well, it's raining in England. But a lot of children, when they come back from their secret place and come into the house, there are too many rules in the house. There's too many things for the parents. There's no time for that kind of thinking. And the child has to start pretending and acting and vowing to be more like the parents than like themselves. And that's the wound, ultimately, the biggest vow is that we vow to hide this great quality within us and to cope and get along and it's an impossible choice that we often have to make as children, which is to either be loved or to be ourselves.
It's not a vow. It's a decision to shut down. It's not a vow.
At first it's a decision, and then it becomes hardwired into our nervous system, and it becomes who we think we are, and we lose the contact. Once you shut down your feelings towards something, at some point you don't even notice that it's coming to you anymore. And your chakras are magnets. They're calling to you and calling you to your life purpose in 24 hours a day, and they never stop doing that. But we stop being able to feel what that means. So if you don't know who you are,
your chakras are still calling to your life purpose. And there's a person standing in front of you and you're saying, well, I'm not the person that this person's after because I'm somebody else. And but the truth is that that person's the perfect person for you in your life. And you then call that a trauma rather than an awakening.
That does happen, but not the way you say it, but it does happen that way. I want to go to an important question that everybody wants to know. How can the life purpose profile help you to make more money in business and make yourself more successful?
Well, you know, knowing what your deliverable is, as a creative idealist, my deliverable are my ideas. And when I tried to deliver, I created a product at one point that teaches you literally how to be more coordinated. And it was a hard product, and I got, you know, I got investors and corporations and boards and all this sort of stuff. And I don't have chakras for that. That's not why I'm here. And so that was not a way I could make money. On the other hand, when I realized that my ideas, these spiritual connection ideas that I have were what I love to do that more than anything anyway. And that's what people really wanted from me. So learning which of your natural qualities within you are one the most valuable to you and then to the world, you choose your work very differently than when you're looking at it and saying, well, I want to make more money, I think I'll become a coach, or I want to make more money and I think I'll do, you know, or I'll start a practice.
You know, right. When my son was younger, he wanted to be a pharmacist. And I said, well, go work in a pharmacy. He was a junior in high school. And I had him work in a pharmacy. And within 3 weeks, he didn't want to be a pharmacist anymore. He wanted to be a doctor because he wanted to give the orders, not take them, is what he said. And I knew that's what he was going to be anyway. And he did become a doctor.
Nice.
So, yeah. So he did it by experience, is my point. You have to experience it first.
And you certainly can. I mean, your body, if you're sensitive enough. I mean, if he had made a strong enough, what I call a vow, but you call a strong belief. If his belief was that he had to do that because maybe his father was a pharmacist and that's the way men are, and you do that, he could have done that, but he would have always been miserable. Sure. So at some point, yes, the trial and error life works. But if you have no basis of a really understanding of who you are, and your whole life around business and around relationships has been trial and error, you're finding that at some point in your life, but in your 40s or 50s, in some people their 60s, they realize they don't. It takes every time you try something new to really figure out whether it's good for you or not. It takes about 10 years.
That's midlife crisis. You find out that you've been in the wrong profession and the wrong thing, and it's not what you want to do anymore. That right. can be a midlife crisis. But I want to do something for the audience. I want to explain the difference between a decision and a vow. Mm-hmm. A vow is something that you make that is unbreakable.
Right.
You make a vow with your soul and with the higher energies, and it's unbreakable. That's right. Why I'm saying that you will never vow to shut down your chakras. You make a decision not to feel that which you have a natural affinity for. You can make a decision not to feel love for one of the people that you had an upset with, but that doesn't take away the love. It just covers it over. A decision is different from a vow.
Well, and a vow becomes an autonomic response in the body as well.
No.
And what happens with a lot of people is that in working with thousands of people in the energy work, I've found that yes, you're right. It's almost impossible to break a vow. And yet the vow to, you know, that where people sabotage themselves is when they vow to not be who they truly are and to hide that because they vowed not to be like their mother. Well, of course, you got all your energy from your mother, and that's the energy you're supposed to use. And a child can't tell the difference between a horrible behavior of a poor mother or a poorly behaving mother and the actual energy of it. And when you vow not to be like your mother, you are also vowing not to use that energy of your mother. And so it be actual the vow that actual automatic response that your body has, the autonomic nervous response that your body has to not being that, at some point becomes your spiritual path of awakening, where you notice that each time that comes up, it's calling you to challenge this sense of this feeling of rejection within me, that I have to hide this quality within me, is often the thing that we're here to do the most. And the reason it was so terrifying, the reason we either vowed or made strong beliefs against being that, is because we know that that's the one thing that we're here to do and change in the world. And to do that makes us different than everyone else.
Okay. I'm sorry. We are out of time. This has been wonderful. I do have to have you back. Maybe in the winter we could do another show.
But
it's been wonderful. Please tell us who you are, your book, and your website.
My name is Reese Thomas. My website is Reese, and by the way, Reese is spelled R-H-Y-S. It's ReeseThomasInstitute.com is my website. And my book is Discover Your Purpose, How to Use the 5 Life Purpose Profiles to Unlock Your Hidden Potential and Live the Life You Were Meant to Live. And there is a way to get the book along with a lot of bonuses by going to discoveryourpurposebook.com. And when you buy the book there, you'll still buy it through Amazon, but you'll also get some keynote speeches and some video and a lot of support in really discovering your purpose and some very practical ways of stepping into your life purpose, both in your business, in your relationships, and in your health.
Okay, thank you for joining us, Reese, and I'm sure that we'll have you back again within the next 3 months.
Great, Elizabeth, I look forward to it.
Okay, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and this has been such an encompassing show. My goodness, I'm sorry we're a little over time. We are going to do the meditation, and the meditation is about finding yourself. So let's put both feet flat on the floor, take a deep breath, and it's time to go into the meditation. Thank you and good night. And now it's time for our meditation. Please sit in a chair or lie down with your spine straight. If in a chair, have both feet flat on the floor, uncrossed. Creating your new body and your new life. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Take another deep breath. And feel your entire body begin to relax. Your arms are feeling heavy. Your legs are feeling heavy. Feel your body supported by the chair or the bed that you are resting on. One more time, take a deep breath. In this relaxed state, imagine that you're in an elevator. You're curious, so you push the button for the penthouse. You feel yourself rising up, ascending into the circle of light at the top floor of the penthouse. Here is where you can merge with your blessed higher self. You can refresh, you can renew, and you can find all the answers to the questions that you have about your entire life. As the door opens, step out onto the penthouse floor. Feel the vibration of energy in the room. Take a deep breath. Oh my goodness, you feel at home here, just as you step into an expanded you. You are aware of every fiber of your being. There is a great light, an amber light, glowing and filling the room, and you feel so comfortable. Take a deep breath as your body, mind, and spirit soaks in this energy. And begin to imagine. Feel your 8th chakra crystal clear, 8 feet above your head. And the new 5th dimension energy is funneling down through it to your crown chakra. This energy's intent is to clear away any blockages that are not allowing you to take your very next step.
This energy clears your ears so that you can hear your inner voice from your divine guidance. This energy is clearing your voice channel to speak your intent as you walk towards completing your life mission. This vibrating golden energy moves down into your solar plexus. You can feel it through your hips and in the second chakra. This is where creation happens. And then it finally moves into the root chakra at the base of the spine. The energy moves even further down your legs and into the center of the two foot chakras. You feel the color hunter green as the golden divine energy penetrates the ground, instantly sprouting roots to the center of the earth. With that strength, the energy reverses itself and sends a rooted, cleansed, pure energy back up through your foot chakras and up your legs and into your root chakra, then the second chakra, the solar plexus, and finally, it reaches the golden light of the heart center, where it begins to emanate into your auric field, reaching out into the fourth level of the aura, 360 degrees surrounding your body and your complete aura field. This energy is filling every part of your field, your body, your mind, and your spirit. It is beaming light like the sun rays all around you. You are glowing. You feel your light expanding out and beyond the room, out and beyond the house, out and beyond your community, your state, your country. This light emanating from your heart center is now emanating throughout the world. In this light, you feel all fears, resistances, doubts melt away. You know they are released, removed, and transformed in this excellent and valued way. You are creating a void that will be filled with your positive energy, your desires, your creativity, and your spiritual gifts, to fulfill whatever it is that you want. All negativity, pain, anguish has been removed, transformed into the light of who you are, your soul being, that who you truly are. You are at one-ment. Take a deep breath, feel the warmth and the vibration surrounding you, filling you, and lifting you up. Take another deep breath. As you come back to your physical body, you know you are in a new form. As you wiggle your fingers and your toes, take another deep breath. Be still a moment. In the stillness, you will know the truth. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Feel a new thrill and enjoy it as you walk your new path of success and fulfillment. Be sure to keep a journal. Record your new growth for you. And remember that you can always come back to this meditation at any time.